The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Cabba Radio.
What do you think?
Is that?
Uh-huh. It sure is.
You made it?
It sure did, man.
It's a time machine!
Welcome to the time machine. Please pick your destination.
This is...
Yeah, I know, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where do you want to go?
After traveling back in time to visit music from their birth years, 79 and 81, Teddy became obsessed with getting back to the 40s and testing his hand at organized crime.
Booze! Drugs! And brothels, E-Rock. Oh, we's gonna be rich. And we already have the perfect 40s names. Teddy Smooth and E-Rock the Killer Tendergroin. Yeah.
That's not my name.
Whatever, whatever. Let's just get going.
Yeah, but wait, there's a few things that I should tell you about.
I saw you do it. You just press this button and then this button and then you press this. Hey, nice time machine, E-Rock. What the hell?
It must be out of fuel.
Fuel?
Yeah, and you're not going to believe me, but this baby runs on beer.
Seriously? Beer?
Yeah, but unfortunately, we drank it all. So we're going to have to wait till we get back to my place.
Yeah.
What?
About that. I'm sorry. I was kind of hiding this last beer from you so I could drink it at home by myself. But since it's for the time machine, here, let me grab it.
Okay. Yeah, you just have to put it in here. And...
Oh, yeah, this PBR is going to be fine.
No! It has to be good beer! Oh, my God! What's happening to the time machine?
It's enjoying the fresh, clean taste of the American classic lager, PBR.
What? No! I think the PBR's making it malfunction!
If by malfunction you mean enjoying the smooth, clean taste of PBR, yes it is, E-Rock.
No! I mean that something's not right, Teddy! Something feels wrong! Hold on, man! Oh, hold on! Oh my God!
Hey! Wow! Where are we?
I don't know.
Everything's so colorful.
Let me check the time machine gauge. Oh my God, it's just reading question marks.
Well, wherever we are, this place is crazy. Look at those candy cane balloon trees. That's awesome.
What the hell? Yeah, those bushes. They look like they're made out of giant chocolate-covered vanilla cupcakes. Well, what the hell is this? Hey, Teddy, quit eating that fence.
Oh, you gotta try it. It tastes like licorice.
Hey, here comes a car. Quick, let's flag him down. Maybe they can tell us where we are. Hey, stop.
Please stop.
Stop, please.
Oh, here's a pair. Where are your masks?
If the government catches you with no mask, you'll be in trouble.
Masks? What do you mean, masks? And why are you dressed as clowns?
Look, friends, we're lost, and we don't know where we are.
They're lost.
Oh, hi-ya! Well, you're in Clowncouver! Where clowning is the law!
But we're third-rate entertainers, not clowns.
Oh, hi-hi-hi! Not clowns! Uh-oh! Somebody's gonna go to jail!
Somebody's going to the clink.
Look, all we need to do is find a beer, and then we can go home.
Beer?
Do you mean soda pop?
No, I mean beer.
Yeah, you know, man's best friend. Beer?
I've never heard of beer before.
No beer?
Yeah, mister, we have heard of no beer before. But you better put on your masks before the government sees you, or you'll be in trouble.
Trouble.
E-Rock?
Yeah, Teddy?
I think we're in trouble.
Will our heroes escape this crazy, campy, cartoony, kooky land? Will they find beer for their time machine? Will they get home? Find out later in the show.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio gets crazy and comical and clowns around with a zany, wacky group full of them! Clowns, that is. We welcome live in studio from the Paint the Town Clown, Violet Femme and Melody Mangler, with special guest clown Priscilla Costa. Also joining us live from Sex in the Circus, Calliope Cock. Plus prize giveaways, a few other tasty treats, as always upcoming events. I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh, yeah! You feel it? Yeah!
Woo!
I'm a clown.
Yes, I noticed that about you.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Lots of people.
Yes. Look at that getup. That's so awesome.
Cool.
Thank you.
Nice. Is that a real red nose like that?
Someone's been on the sauce, I think. Hey. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Welcome to another Cabba Radio out here at UBC, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo!
Is right over there. Special edition tonight. It's our clowning around edition. Mm-hmm. Plenty of clowns that are going to be coming through, including maybe some sideshow kind of freak circus-y types.
What'd you just call me?
Yeah.
What'd you just...
We also have tons of prizes to give away. Well, not tons, a couple. We have some tickets to the Rio Theater, and we also have tickets to one of our guest shows called Paint the Town Clown, a burlesque clown party. So the number to call when we tell you to call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Or if you're on the podcast and you haven't heard a winner by the end of the show, then you can contact us at cabberadio@gmail.com.
Mm.
Now, before we get into tonight's show, I do want to talk quickly about next week. Oh, my. My, oh, my.
My, oh, my.
My, oh, my. It's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth's second anniversary party. Yes. No, there's not going to be any wildlife. Nope, none of that either. Maybe some of that. Maybe. I think some of that as well. Yes, it's the 2-year anniversary party. Cabba Radio is turning 2 years old.
Woo!
Tuesday, April 5th. Plenty of people to tell you about already, including some guests that we want to leave as a mystery.
Ooh.
AKA, I don't know who they are yet.
Mm-hmm.
But so far we have stand-up comedian Jane Stanton.
Ah, she's funny.
We also have jazz singer Andrea Superstein.
Oh, yes, super. We've had her before. One time.
And Paul Anthony's Talent Time is going to be bringing one. Now, we've talked to him before, but now, this time, he's actually going to be bringing one of his talented people on the show. So we can't wait for them. Also, we are going to just play lots of good music, have a great time, give away some prizes. So make sure you come back next Tuesday night at 11 for Cabba Radio's 2-year anniversary party. That's my boner. That's E-Rocks. tonight's show is all about clowning around, so why don't we get into it? We have a bunch of people to get to tonight. We're going to talk to some of them about burlesque clowning. There's a sort of Sex at the Circus,
mm-hmm.
almost vaudevillian circus clowning. And I'm just not sure what Priscilla's going to do. So I don't think she's going to do that, though. Or that. But you never know.
You never know.
That's what's so crazy about clowns. We said to ourselves, well, I said it, and then I said it to E-Rock.
So we didn't say it to ourselves.
No, I said it out loud, kind of to myself, then I told you.
Because I don't listen to you.
Is that we should do a clown show, because there seems to be a lot of clowning around lately. There seems to be a lot of shows with either clowns or some sort of element such as that in the title. So mm-hmm. we thought, hey, we're up on the new speed, the cool stuff.
Yeah, we're hip. We're really, you know, we grasp onto
the up-and-coming cool things about the arts community. So tonight is the clown show. So stick around. Lots of people to get to, including our first guest is going to be from Paint the Town Clown, a burlesque clown party. They got some tickets to give away, so stick around for that. But first, we're going to get into some music, and we'll be back with more Cab Radio right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
To that, you fucking who said so. I do it a lot, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm and leave you. Ninjas, motherfucker, big in Japan. I seen the future, but I've never got nothing in my hand. Except a microphone, big dreams, and a plan. Fly talking, skywalking like a ninja. Song I ever heard in my whole life. Fuck all of you who said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a fucking sucker. But look at me now, all up in the interweb. World War 2009. Futurist. Enter the ninja. Yo, Landy Fussin. DJ Hard Deck. Fucking
screw-up. It's my name. I'm a loser. Yo, I'm a loser.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. Wednesday, April 13th, check out network recording artists The Submarines performing songs from their latest LP, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. Opening up will be Nick Freitas. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, April 20th, come on down for a benefit show for the Devon Clifford Memorial Foundation featuring Transmitters, Chains of Love, Hard Feelings, Mutual Friends, and Vicious Cycles, plus Soul Night DJs Johnny Was and Slim Roy. Tickets are $10 at the door, and the doors open at 8. Saturday, April 23rd, the Biltmore and the Georgia Strait present Dengue Fever, that's them playing now, with guests Capillary Action. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. and music beginning at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, and online at ticketweb.ca. Saturday, April 30th, don't miss Tune Yards and their blend of folk ingenuity with the bold pop sensibility of an R&B siren. Buchan Gas will open up this early show. Doors at 7 p.m. and music begins at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Why not go online to biltmorecabaret.com?
Ah. keep it a secret.
Oh, come on, just one bite.
Okay, it's vodka on ice, but then there's women on bikes. Oh, just the women who straddle.
Oh, now you are a handful.
I forgot about handfuls. Okay, it's everyone here.
You mean just all of the people?
Yeah, and all of their peers. And all of their pets. And their chandeliers. And their cigarettes. I haven't smoked in years.
I can hardly stand the sight.
Oh, oh. The human race, but for the planets and the stars and everything else on Mars,
it's like paradise spread out with a butter knife. I can hardly stand the sight.
Oh, oh.
I can hardly stand the sound.
Oh, oh.
I can hardly stand the taste.
Oh, oh. They don't even know. Everyone's and they don't even know. Don't even know. Everyone's and they don't even know.
Well, that's Mother Mother off their new album, The Stand, by the same title of that song as well. The Stand, that's our new single that's out right now. I saw the video the other day. A lot of people were praising it. I thought it was cool, but not awesome.
Mm.
I do like the song, and I do like their music as well. That's Mother Mother.
What was with the video that you didn't just? It was kind
of. I don't know. It just wasn't as amazing as some of the, you know, Facebookers said it was.
Right.
It was like the second coming.
Like Sucker Punch. I didn't see it, but I heard it was kind of below average on the actual final outcome of it.
I was expecting that.
I haven't seen it though. I don't know.
I was expecting that.
Yeah.
I was.
Who knows?
You're here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. We're going to give away some prizes pretty soon. So 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR when we give the cue to call. Or if you're a podcast listener, then you can email us at cabradio@gmail.com if you haven't heard of a winner by the end of the show. Tonight, it is our Clowning Around show, and we want to welcome into the studio our first guests of the evening. We have...
What?
I don't know. Something you did over... I thought you were going to give me a sound there. I was waiting and waiting, and you gave me nothing. You gave me nothing, E-Rock. Nothing. Our first guest tonight... Miss Violet Femme and Melody Mangler, welcome to the show.
Hi, Teddy Smooth. Hello, lovely to be here. Waka waka.
Waka waka. Your show, Paint the Town Clown, a burlesque clown party, gets underway Friday, April 1st. That's this Friday at the Wise Hall.
Sure does. April Fool's Day, in fact. And we're inviting everyone to come out and really encouraging people to get involved in the clowning action. I want there to be so many clowns in the Wise Hall. I want there to be more clowns in the audience than on the stage. I want noisemakers and silly string and balloon pop and crazy good times. Let out your inner deviant clown.
Wow, I didn't even have to ask a question there. It just all came out. That was great.
And the interview's done.
It's, all right, on to the next guest.
In case you can't tell, we're really excited about Paint the Town Clown.
What is Paint the Town Clown? We said in the beginning of the show that we've heard a lot about clowns lately. There seems to be a resurgence, as well as with the vaudevillian sort of... Don't worry, I just look off to find my questions. You don't have to actually look out the window.
There's random clowns running by.
I was expecting to see clowns behind me, but alas, there are no clowns.
They're coming, they just are late.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of clowning, a lot of sort of vaudevillian stuff, a lot of resurgence in the variety show. How has clowning fit into that, and what is Paint the Town Clown?
You asked a few questions there. I'll answer one of them. Paint the Town Clown is sort of a variety show of clown acts. So we're really covering as a lot of the different clown bases. Some people are really afraid of clowns. We're going to touch on that. There's going to be some creepy clowns, some scary clown action. Some people think clowns are the cutest, most adorable things ever, like myself personally. And there will be some cute, adorable clowns with honky horns and honkers.
And
Hooters, honkers. People will take their tops off. There's naked clowns and funny clowns and so many clowns. And sketch comedy as well.
And I think also, with myself and Violet's involvement in the burlesque scene, clowning, like burlesque, is quite an exaggeration and an entertainment form we can really let loose. And be just really wacky and kind of wild and crazy with your costumes and your performance.
So part two of that would have been, that was what Paint the Town Clown is, but what is it about clowning that's made it seems to be making a comeback at least. Why do you think that is?
Girls just want to have fun.
It's hard to say. I know personally I have always loved clowns. I'm not one of these like fair weather fans of clowns. I've loved clowns since I was a child. I don't know exactly why it's become popular, although there are a lot of... I could see maybe why burlesquers are getting more into the clown action.
Why is that?
Well, clowns and burlesque dancers are very, very similar. We have big hair, we wear a lot of makeup, and we are shiny, and do silly things, and
shiny?
yeah.
Okay.
Sequins, glitter, that kind of stuff.
I thought maybe
sweat,
just like sweat and
a lot
shine.
Of makeup. A lot of makeup and glitter in the makeup. I know the type of burlesque that I'm really into is I'm trying to get people to laugh with me or at least laugh at me. Mm-hmm. And clowns kind of are doing the same thing.
Now, were you ever afraid of clowns, Melody?
No, I was not. Actually, my favorite movie in grade 3 was Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Killer Clowns, yes. I also enjoyed that movie when they wrapped up the people in cotton candy and sucked their blood.
Amazing!
That was one of my... early memories of watching film. I was at a family friend's house and they popped that in. I was like, what is this? It's awesome.
The first clown kind of experience I had was It by Stephen King. So that kind of gave me, and I was young. It was like when it first came out. So I got kind of scared of clowns and I've never really been a big fan of clowns since, but you know, I don't really have a thing against them.
I was a pretty twisted kid because I saw It at a young age too, but if other kids were afraid of stuff, I wanted to like be tough. I'm like, oh yeah, I think that's cool. Like my favorite movie when I was in grade 3 was Leprechaun, and I was like, yeah, I love scary movies. Oh, what are you gonna do? So I think maybe because that movie was scary is why I like clowns. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be.
Maybe.
Psycho!
Yes. On that note, we're going to take a short break. We're going to get to music, and we're going to actually...
There's a lot of sheep in here.
When we come back, we're going to give away some tickets and just find out a little bit more about...
Can I do one more honky horn? Yeah!
When we come back, prizes and more with Paint the Town Clown right after this. We'll be right back.
That is the Killer Clowns from Outer Space from the soundtrack, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the band The Dickies.
What'd you call me?
Right here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. It's our clowning around show. Thank you. We have later in the show, we have Priscilla Costa coming through, as well as Kalio Peacock, who's going to be talking about sex in the circus. Is it sex in the circus?
Sex at the circus.
Sex at the, okay, that's maybe a different
it's
show.
It's fucking intense.
That's a different show. but joining me live in studio is Violet Femme and Melody Mangler.
Hello, hello.
Their show, Paint the Town Clown, a burlesque clown party, this Friday, April 1st, April Fools, at the Wise Hall. Why don't you tell us about some of the people that are in this show?
Oh, well, it's a real variety of burlesque dancers, actors, clown folk. It should be a fun time. Kalio Peacock, who you'll be talking to later about sex at the circus, will be doing a few cutesy, lovely, wonderful, funny numbers. Priscilla Acosta as well will also be clowning around with us. As well as we have sketch comedy from Cross-Eyed Bear, which is a sketch comedy troupe. They've got some crazy stuff lined up. The show will be hosted by myself and April O'Peel, and there'll be some antics for sure there. Some of this.
Some
a lot
times.
Of this. I got this horn today, and it's my favorite thing that I got all day.
I want to sort of sidestep the show just for a second to talk about what is happening on Friday. Maybe, Melody, you can address this a bit more. Fridays at the Wise Hall have sort of become a place for burlesque and variety. What is the sort of, you guys announced this venture a little while ago, but why don't you talk about what happens Friday nights at the Wise Hall?
Well, since the new year, we've been running every Friday at the Wise Hall under MM and On. So that's Melody Mangler and Mr. On. Friday Spectacular at the Wise Hall. So we're bringing in, you know, a lot of the Screaming Chicken Taboo Reviews. That's every second and fourth Friday. And that's, yeah, Screaming Chicken's awesome burlesque variety show. And then also bringing in independent productions.
So people can approach you if they have a show.
Yes.
And you guys can help put together a show for them at the Wise Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And how do they do that?
They contact me at melody@screamingchicken.net.
And does it have to be a burlesque show or a variety show, or could they come and do sort of any type of show?
Any type of show, as long as it's sort of kind of cabaret variety. Actually, on April 29th, we have Lucitera doing a tribal belly dance show. So that's going to be pretty interesting. It's not burlesque, but again, alternative sort of cabaret entertainment.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And for this show, Paint the Town Clown, a burlesque clown party, where can people get tickets for this show?
Tickets can be purchased online at brownpapertickets.com. If they go onto the Facebook event page, there's a link there to where you can buy tickets. And tickets will also be on sale at the door. Special deal for Cab Radio listeners.
Oh, my.
It is 2-for-1 if you come dressed like a clown.
2-for-1 if you come dressed as a clown.
Yes.
And that can cover, there's all sorts of clowns, isn't there?
There really are. I'm going to say just wearing a clown nose, I don't think that's enough
right,
to get you. But
that's not enough.
But if you can impress the door staff with your clowning abilities, we'll see what we can work out.
Okay. Throw in some polka dots.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some juggling.
Because
clowns are known for their juggling, right?
Some clowns are known for their juggling. Not this clown, but some clowns.
and also, okay. Okay, E-Rock. I don't need a barrage of sound effects all throughout the show. You pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose your battles. Another cool thing for Cab Radio listeners is that we're going to give a pair of tickets away for the show as well.
We
right?
sure are.
So if you would like to win two tickets, a pair of tickets to Paint the Town Clown, a burlesque clown party, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Or if you're on the podcast and you haven't heard us announce a winner, by the end of the show, you can contact us at cabaradio@gmail.com, cabaradio@gmail.com. Lots of show to get to, including Priscilla Costa and Kalio Peacock of Sex
at
the Circus.
sorry.
That's okay. I sometimes need help. E-Rock knows that. I do. I need help. Violet Femme, Melody Mangler, thank you so much for being on the show. And we'll see you Friday at the Wise Hall for Paint the Town Clown.
Thank you for having us, Teddy.
You're very welcome.
Back with more Cab Radio after this.
To practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
When we last left our heroes, Teddy and E-Rock's time machine, fueled only by good beer, had malfunctioned, leaving them stranded in Clowncouver. confused and alone. Upon hearing some devastating news,
I've never heard of beer before.
No beer!
Teddy and E-Rock's hopes of returning home were fading fast. We now join our heroes as they continue their quest for beer. As they continue their quest for freedom.
Come on, Teddy. Just hurry up.
I can't do it.
What? What do you mean?
I can't do it, man. It's been over an hour. I need beer.
Hawk, man, you heard the clowns. They said there is no beer.
Did someone say beer?
Ah! Oh, my God.
Who are you?
Oh, just an old weathered clown sitting by this candy cane balloon tree, whittling a candy cane with my candy cane knife. Candy cane.
Huh?
But who I am is not important. But what I know is...
You know about beer?
I know about beer. Hey, wait. That was my line.
What do you know?
You have to tell us.
You're our only hope.
There is a cost, however.
Well, what is it?
Anything.
1 minute alone with you.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, come on, Ebron. don't you want to get home?
No, absolutely not.
Ebron, are you okay?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well. You have certainly earned this information, E-Rock. I've heard a rumor about a machine.
What? I did all of that for a rumor?
A machine that dispenses beer. I'm told the whereabouts are somewhere on the grounds of our clown university, UBC. University of Bumbling Clowns!
Wow, that's crazy. Those are the same initials as the university we do our radio show, Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth, at.
Every Tuesday night at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, clown, I let you use your whole hand. You better have a little more info than that.
Well, there is one other thing. I know the machine's name.
What the hell's that gonna do for us?
Shaquanda!
Was the clown correct? What was Shaquanda? Will they find beer? Will they get home? Join us later in the show for the thrilling conclusion.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Back here live in studio, CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, I love the sweet sounds of Suburban Jungle. Every morning. Not every morning. Wednesday mornings. Woo, yeah, I love that sound. So beautiful. So beautiful. Back here live in studio, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy Smooth. E-Rock right over there.
You took away my sound.
Oh, sorry. Well, you were getting a bit crazy on them.
Yay!
Yay! You have your toy back.
Yo, yo, yo!
Welcome to our clowning around episode.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's been a lot of fun. We have just had Melody Mangler and Violet Femme in here. And we
did give those tickets away, by the way.
Yes.
So if you're listening to the podcast, sorry. We give them away live.
You're too late.
It pays to listen live, people.
It sure does.
Tuesday nights at 11, CITR. We want to thank Chris for phoning in and winning those tickets. So he's won two tickets to Paint the Town Clown this Friday, April 1st at the Wise Hall. A new guest has arrived in studio. Welcome, new guest.
Thank you.
Her name is Priscilla Costa.
Yes.
Why do we have you on the show? You do some clowning.
I do some clowning, yes.
Now, what kind of clowning do you do?
Well, that's a complicated question, Teddy.
Almost a golden question.
There's different.
I've stumped her on the first one.
Yo! There's different kinds of clowning. The ones that I kind of like the most is Clown de Buffon. So it's Buffon clowning, and it.
What is Buffon? I think that's what actually I've seen you do the most around town. That's where you wear the white and you have the big.
You saw the belly white and the belly. Yeah.
And we actually battled one time. You were that character, and I was Batman.
I wasn't the white Buffon when we battled. I was Savage Cream Puff. I was a little wrestler.
It's different.
With the pink.
Okay.
The pink bathing suit.
But we did battle on stage once.
Yeah. I tackled you and then you tackled me.
I don't want to have to separate you guys, all right? Let's just keep it PG here.
So let's talk about the Buffon. What is Buffon? I've heard about that. I'm not quite sure what it is.
It's a hairstyle.
That's with the T on the end. That's Buffon.
Oh, yeah, so that was so close.
Buffon is French for buffoon, and the Latin root word is buffare, I think, to puff.
I do very well in that category.
So a lot of Buffons are, you know, they're very large or obese, and so there's this, or they play the hunchback, or there's this whole story behind it, and you know, basically like in the French Renaissance, the Buffons were like the outcasts of society, and they supposedly lived under the bridge at the swamp, and they were only invited to the king's and queen's palaces and the royal places to entertain the bourgeois crowds, and so they were only allowed to be grotesque and be sort of outcast and be their sort of creepy natural crippled fat selves for a certain amount of time, and then if they went back to the streets, and then they had to hide again. So
they had to hide under the bridge.
That's the old story, but basically, it's just like anybody that has a deformity or even just wants to just be gross or be themselves or be natural. There's a lot of Buffon in everyday life. And, we live in sweet Vancouver where
I'm Buffon in my pants.
There's like the downtown east side. So it's there's real life, you know,
craziness.
Outcasts of society. That's kind of a different edge. That's a different side of clowning.
So what about some other types of clowning? What other types of clowning is there in and around town? Or just in general?
Or that you do?
Well, I guess, I don't know how to explain that. Like, clown in general is kind of really simple. It's just about, like, it's more an intuitive kind of performance. So I think a good clown is just able to connect with their audience, and
it's very much interaction with the audience, I would assume.
Yeah, you know. it's kind of, you know, this differs from acting and from sketch comedy and even from stand-up comedy, because, you know, it's more physical and so it's more impulsive. But like stand-up comedy, you gotta keep rolling with the punches, and, you know, if something happens in the room, like, you have to react to that, because it's all about the present moment. Like, yep. You gotta detach. You know, you might have a loose structure to your scene, but you got to pick up all those, you know, heckles, and I mean, you don't have to pick all of them up, but you got to be able to work with them. So
I have a friend who is actually, I can't mention his name for he would maybe be out of a job, but he is Ronald McDonald.
Oh, really?
And, there's four of them across Canada, and he's one of the Ronald McDonalds that goes around, and he's a very, like, they're so structured with that style of clown. He said he's got a booklet that's, you know, quite thick, a couple inches.
What he can do and what he can't do.
What he can't do, the things he can say.
So he's actually employed
through
McDonald's.
What's it called? Yeah. I like how that was like a secretive word. I was like, I don't know if I should say that word.
Now, clowning, how far back does it go? I mean, do you think it went back to caveman? Do you think there was, like, caveman clown guy? Because I know there was in the royal court, you know, court jesters, those were kind of the clowns of that day. But do you know of any of the history? Can people pinpoint sort of where clowning first came from?
I mean, I'm not qualified to answer that question in a sort of, like, you know, anthropology sense. But I know that, you know, generally in we all have, like, you know, a crazy cousin or a crazy uncle or whatever. There's always a joker in the room.
So there probably was a caveman guy.
Yeah.
Was
like,
in the, you know, course, like, of evolution, they
fill the caveman.
He probably put some grass on his head and then, you know, and then made a little wig and danced around and, you know, just basically, you know, you just need to point out the absurdity of society and, like, you know, how absurd our lives can get, especially with how excessive we are these days. And so to just exaggerate what humans naturally do in an absurd sense so that you actually go, oh, yeah, like, we are that stupid.
Amen.
So, I'm sure there was a caveman clown, you know.
Probably.
Clown for president. Sorry.
Wasn't there one for 8 years just in the last couple terms? Yes. George W. He was a pretty big clown. In case you're just tuning in, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're doing our Clowning Around show. Now, we have to get up to some upcoming events pretty soon. We also have Sex at the Circus with Kaleo Peacock coming just around the corner. And we'll probably be talking to Priscilla Costa just a little bit more as well. So we're going to take a quick little break, back with upcoming events. Plus, we have some tickets to give away to the Rio Theater. So make sure you stick around for all of that stuff. But for now, we're going to get into some music. And then we'll be back with upcoming events right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
7th. Come check out Mint Records artists Carolyn Mark in Vancouver at the Wise Hall, with all proceeds going to support Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is entering its third summer of empowering young women aged 8 to 18 through music creation. Teen rock campers Kerplunk and Clarice Scoff will also perform. This is an all-ages show. Doors are at 6 p.m. Advanced tickets can be purchased from Zulu, Scratch, Audiopile, and Red Cap. Carolyn Mark, Vancouver, Kerplunk, and Clarice Scoff. Thursday, April 7th at Wise Hall, 1882 Adnack Street. To learn more about how you can show your support, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Let's do roll call. Everyone in the car. Bubbles. Sparkle.
I'm here.
Button.
Uh-huh.
Giggle. Twinkle. Uh-huh. Daisy. Rainbow.
Ooh,
jingle. Happy. Candy.
It's me.
Bingo. What have I told you about bringing hot dogs in the car? Seriously, let's be professional. Put that hot dog down and get in the car.
Hot dogs.
Scooter. Yep. Rosie.
Yep.
Cookie.
Who likes root beer?
Peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, peanut butter.
What?
How many times do I have to tell you about that name? It's not a very good clown name, peanut butter. No one's going to laugh at peanut butter. Get in the car. Cookie. Chuckle.
What?
All right. Patches. Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
Cupcake.
Yeah.
No, Blossom, I'm not calling you a cupcake. I'm talking to Cupcake. Now get in the car. Bobo. Lulu.
Yep.
Smiley.
Woo.
Dimple. Jojo. And Checker.
Check.
Is that everybody? Okay.
Wait for me.
Oh, sorry, Lollipop. Oh. And the last clown to get in the car with the worst clown name ever,
hey.
Mike the Clown.
Come on, man.
Seriously, Mike.
What?
Next time you're not getting in the car, because Mike the Clown is a stupid clown name. You're just
whatever,
something
dude.
A little bit more creative. At least Peanut Butter is trying.
I'm trying.
Stupid name, too, but better than Mike. What do we call Steve the Clown next?
No.
Come on, Mike. Get in the car. Get on the team. You're a clown, goddammit.
Yeah. Mike the Clown.
All right, everybody, squeeze in.
Who's driving?
I don't know.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
We're going to start off this week with Thursday. This Thursday, Win, Lose, or Die, presented by Bloody Betty and Risk Entertainment. It's a live monthly game show from the twisted and sick creator of Bloody Betty and the Deadly Sins. Crazy contest, burlesque, prizes, gorlesque, there's even drag, and special guest comedian at this one, Jason Ruse, aka the Jester from Hell. That is Win, Lose, or Die at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street. Win, Lose, or Die in Vancouver this Thursday at the Cobalt. As we were talking about earlier in the show, Paint the Town Clown, a burlesque clown party this Friday at the Wise Hall, featuring a whole slew of burlesque performers, including all of our guests tonight. Magically.
Hey-o!
Violet Femme, Priscilla Costa, Melody Mangler, Kaleo Peacock, and including tons of others. A little bit later on Friday, if you want to head somewhere after the clowning, you can head over to the Rio Theater for their midnight show, Cry Baby, featuring Johnny Depp, hosted by our guest, Kaleo Peacock.
Hi-o!
It's all tying together. It's all about the clowning tonight. That's at the Rio Theater, just across the street from Uncle Fatty's at Broadway and Commercial Drive. That is Johnny Depp is Crybaby. This midnight show at Friday at the midnight.
So is that Friday at midnight?
Friday at midnight. That's right. That is correct, sir. Moving over to Saturday, it is Johnny Tomorrow and the Way of the Planetarium. Check out Johnny Tomorrow as he takes you on a journey to the stars inside the Star Theater at the Planetarium. He'll take you back over a 40-year history. I've heard tons of good things about this show. I want to see it this time. It was around during the the Fringe Festival. So I'd like to check it out this time. So I haven't seen it yet. Can't say for sure whether it's an awesome show, but a lot of people have said it's awesome. So I'm going to go maybe give it a try. That starts and continues till April 30th, this Saturday, April 2nd, at the H.R. McMillan Space Center. That is Johnny Tomorrow and the Way of the Planetarium. And finishing off upcoming events this week, Kitty Nights, Peels a Rainbow.
Ooh.
Sexy rainbows. Double rainbows.
How do you peel
even?
A rainbow?
I don't know. We'll see. It's
Are you sure it's not pee on a rainbow?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I think so, but peel a rainbow. I'm going to have to come and check it out, I suppose.
This Sunday, April 3rd, it is Kitty Nights, Peels a Rainbow with Nikki Nine Doors, Rita Starr, Burgundy Bricks, and from Victoria Midori Colada. Colada. Mindori Colada.
Okay. I wonder if they'll get upset if I go pee while I'm there.
Villainy Loveless Go Going, and me and the professor will be there as well, doing our thing.
Hi-ho!
Doing our thing!
Bang, thang!
That is Kitty Nights Peels a Rainbow this Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret. 12th and Kingsway, underneath the Hojo.
Jim Jangle.
Underneath the Hojo. Back here live in studio, Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is our Clowning Around episode. We have our guest in studio right now. She is back for more questions. It is Priscilla Costa.
No, it's not Priscilla Costa.
Oh. E-Rock, what happened to Priscilla?
Well, she did go to the bathroom, but...
Yeah, I saw my... Bush Mika.
I found her outside, and
you just brought in a random.
Yeah,
Priscilla was kind of taking a little while, so I thought,
well, who is this?
I like him. He's a very nice boy.
That's why I brought her in.
I can see why you brought her in. Well, what's your name?
It's a Bush Mika.
Bush Mika. That's a pretty name.
Yeah.
You should have seen her outside there. She was doing some crazy things with her body and just her whole sense of.
I really like my body. My body can do a lot of things.
It sure can. It's doing a lot for me right now.
Teddy, should you be saying things like that to our new guest here?
Well, I'm just taken aback by our new guest.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I guess you're kind of what we've been talking about tonight. I guess you're kind of like a clown, or...
It's stupid. I don't like clowns. It's stupid. I mean, I was really... They're scary.
Yeah, why are people scared of clowns?
You're not scared of clowns, are you?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, because I don't like they always put a smile, and I don't know why.
You don't like smiles.
Yeah, no, I do. But this clown's at the birthday party is stupid.
I've never had a clown at my birthday party.
I've decided not to. I too, actually, am Bush Mika. Was that?
Yeah.
I too have been very not big on clowns. I should say. I mean, they scare me too. Those big red noses. I want to know how do their noses get so red?
Because they get drunk. Right, that's why.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, my grandpa. You guys are all drunk.
Clowns smell like my grandfather.
Yeah, they smell. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know.
I haven't smelled your grandfather's yet, but hopefully I will.
I'm going to smell him soon.
Whiskey and baby powder.
Yeah, I like that smell.
So, what brought you out to UBC tonight?
Well, I was in it. I was at the beach.
Wreck Beach?
Yeah.
At this time of night?
Yeah, because I really like the beach and the ocean. I was naked.
What? Now, I do say.
Yeah.
Was it not too cold for you down there?
No. These are just perfect for me.
Well, yeah. I can tell it was cold out there.
Oh, I don't know why you say that.
I'm not sure why I say that either.
You're cute.
I might get lucky tonight, Daddy.
Well, Bushmika, I'd like to thank you so much for coming by our studio tonight. We do have to send out Ebrock maybe to find our last guest.
I think I just saw Priscilla run past. Here, just
I'm gonna go.
So, Priscilla, can you get? Yeah. Okay.
Boosh.
Boosh. It was nice to see you, Boosh.
Okay, bye.
Oh. Hey, Priscilla.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back.
I don't know that was who very, that was. But
yeah, sorry about
brought her in.
Well, thank you for taking so long in the bathroom, first off. I didn't want to bring that up, but...
Sorry, I should have gone before.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. That was interesting. Do you know Bushmika? It was Bushmika, right?
Yeah, Bushmika.
No? First time?
No, it's just one of the perks of living in Vancouver. I guess.
Yeah.
That was neat. That was interesting. I think I'm getting lucky tonight. I mean...
Nice.
All in all, pretty good.
Works out for a good clowning show.
Yeah. I bet it. Oh.
Now, Priscilla, we gotta get to our next guest here. But before we go, do you have any shows in town other than that? We obviously mentioned the Paint the Town Clown and
Paint the Town Clown, and going to be doing a little bit of Buffon. It's kind of a flash mob, so pretend it's a surprise, but at the Vancouver Public Library on April Fool's,
nice.
In the afternoon, I think it's at 2:30. So just, you know, you're a pedestrian and then all of a sudden
craziness
ensues.
Craziness
working ensues. On another fringe show for the for September. So that will be great.
Another Awkward Silence brought to you by Cabo Radio. Tune in every Tuesday night for our Awkward Moment of Silences just after 12:15.
Brought to you by Michelob. No, it's not. Hey, we're going to give away some prizes to the Real Theater. So if you'd like to win two tickets to Cry Baby, hosted by our next guest, Kalio Peacock. You can do that. That's this Friday at midnight at the Rio Theater. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, or on email, cabaradio@gmail.com. Priscilla, thanks so much for being on the show.
When Thank
we
you.
Come back,
that was a
Kalio
pleasure.
Peacock, Sex at the Circus.
Ooh.
I'm going to go see if I can find Mika.
Okay. yeah. If you don't come back, I won't worry.
Excellent. I'll send somebody else.
Okay. See you later.
Thanks. You bobo, Miss Lobo, babe. Get it up, get up, get off of me. You bobo, Miss Lobo, babe. Get it up, get up, get off of me. Baby, we don't love you, baby, we don't love you, baby, yeah. Baby, we don't love you, baby, we don't love you, baby, yeah. Baby, we don't love you, baby, we don't love you, baby, yeah. On the shore, lost the right side. Keep it warm, live for dead.
Theater at UBC invites you to a giddy extravaganza of truly epic proportions. Their first annual fundraiser. This April Fool's Day, for one night only, enjoy an evening of roller skating, stilt soccer, fire spinning, stand-up comedy, live music, singing, dancing, and much, much more. Featuring the talents of theater students and faculty, this event is sure to become the stuff of legend. Proceeds from the event will go towards a new scholarship in memory of Kensaku Asano. That's Theater at UBC's fundraiser, Friday, April 1st in the Frederick Wood Theater. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Reception and silent auction to follow. For tickets and more information, visit theater.ubc.ca.
Back here live in studio. Cap Radio with Teddy Smooth. CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Still have those tickets to give away to the Rio Theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit us up at cabradio@gmail.com. CABA radio@gmail.com.
Sorry, they're just pumping hip hop in there. They're having that hip hop karaoke and
CITR's so. First rap hip hop karaoke down in the pit.
But they brought one of the monitor speakers up here and they've plugged it in and are having a little bit of a dance party next door there. So I might actually leave and go join the dance party.
I'm not worried if you leave. I'm just saying.
What do you like?
I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying it would really make absolutely no difference whether you were here or not. We're here on our clowning around episode. way to keep a straight face. Way to keep the joke going. I'm sitting here in the no pants chair. We've been clowning around all night. I'd like to thank Violet Femme and Melanie Mangler for stopping by a little bit earlier. We just had Priscilla Costa and E-Rock found Bushmika somewhere in CITR. It was very random. And I'd like to welcome our newest guest, Kalio Peacock from Sex at the Circus to the studio.
Hello.
Kalio Peacock. Now you're hosting Crybaby.
At the Rio
Theater.
After Paint the Town Clown.
Busy night for you. Mm-hmm. Have you hosted at the Rio before?
No.
Ooh.
Any advice?
Well, it's a very hard job.
I was told to keep it short.
Well, there's certain hosts that like to ramble on.
There's that like to... I love you, Jacques.
Certain people have been known to ramble on. Won't know many names.
Yeah, it's very different. Do you have some idea of what you're gonna do yet, or
you got some prizes to give away? Do you have a?
May have some prizes for me. I was just planning.
They almost always have prizes.
Yeah, they usually.
So you need to fit that into your
right.
Just throw them. Sometimes I give away the
prizes. Yeah,
like, or you have like a game of some sort.
Right. I was just gonna do it in a character from the movie. Oh,
maybe
that I thought would be entertaining.
Maybe whoever can cry the best gets the prize.
The last one.
Whoever can fill their jar of salty tears that I can drink.
A thimble. Bring thimble. Whoever can fill their thimble first.
Full of tears.
Gets the prize. Full of tears. Kalio Peacock, Sex at the Circus. What is Sex at the Circus? It's fairly new. I think it debuted, last Burlesque Festival?
Yeah, that was the first one. And then we were supposed to have two before the next Burlesque Festival, and that never happened. So we've had all this time to prepare for the sixth annual Burlesque Festival.
Which is coming up right around the corner.
Uh-huh. And we've grown now from a cast of 4 to a cast of 15.
Yes, wow. I'm looking at your poster here, and there's all sorts of craziness
more.
Of women. I think there's, one guy?
Well, we have Kevin, who didn't make it to the shoot as well. There's a couple.
And Neely D, we had him on the show a little while ago. Now, talk about that element of clowning or circus. You guys touch a little bit more on sort of the sideshow freak or that area of the circus.
Yeah, it's all over. The cast is made up of Neely D, who is our sideshow performer. We have two clowns, Violet Femme and Kalio Peacock. We have four freaks. We have Hanna-Barbera as a savage, Lola Frost as the strong woman, Candy Curves is the mermaid. Who am I missing? Sophie, Spooksy Daloon.
You're saying all their real names.
Only one so far. We've got the Hoochie Coochie Dancers.
Hoochie Coochie Dancers. Who are they? I'd like to meet them.
It started out as Miss Fit, Miss Kiss, and Miss Risk.
Oh, wow.
But now we've got Miss Voodoo Pixie.
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo Pixie.
As well.
Now, what about, let's go to the sort of sideshow part of it, the Freaks, Neely D and stuff. How does that fit in, and where did that come into sort of clowning? Did they just sort of meet because they were two weird people coming together, or?
Well, it's all part of the circus. I guess the sideshow is part of a circus. You have your three rings circus, or however.
What does that mean, three ring circus? I always hear it, but what does the three ring mean? What is three ring?
Three rings, there's
maybe the three different
I'm rings. Asking the guest.
Oh, sorry. I just like to show that I do too know things, Teddy.
Thank you. Clive Peacock, what is three rings?
Traditionally, they have like a main ring where your main performers perform, and then they have the side ones where you have like animal shows and whatever. So you're switching up.
So the different sort of tents is the rings.
Well, they're all kind of in the one arena, and then you have your side shows where you would go see the fire breathers or the human blockhead.
Or your favorite, the bearded woman.
Secret little tent and see the bearded lady.
Bearded lady. Ooh. Do you have a bearded lady?
We had one last year.
Yeah.
She may make an appearance.
Now, you guys are going to be in the burlesque festival this year, correct?
Yes. You're on the lineup. We're headlining the Friday night.
What can we expect from Sex at the Circus this year that maybe sort of different, or is maybe pushing the boundaries, or is it just sort of the same show?
Well, I can't give away too much. We do have a much larger show. There's 15 of us now. We have some hair hanging going on, some aerial action, a little more. We wanted to not aerial action.
Oh,
aerial,
sorry.
Action.
You know me too well.
They're not having sex in the air. Although that would be awesome.
Well, I thought you said areola action. So now I'm so confused.
So the request from Neely D was more circus action. So we've got more stunts, more acro balance.
Any animals in your circus?
Do
you have elephants or anything like that coming
Maybe
through?
Maybe girls dressed up that way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Or some that you just call that
Teddy, now. Be nice.
You guys are headlining Friday night at the Burlesque Festival.
Oui.
And
that means yes.
That means yes in French. So, Sex at the Circus. What is it? Just because there's so many sexy ladies, or is there?
No, it's
there
actually fucking some intense.
Is there some sex at this circus that we can watch?
Hey, that's two times tonight, and it made me laugh twice. I like it.
Is there any live? There's no live like sex show or anything.
No, we get asked that a lot, though.
Well, your name is Sex at the Circus. So
could there be at some point? Would that be acceptable?
I don't know. That's weird.
Let's turn it into Amsterdam a little bit. Which, who knows? I mean, if you need somebody, I'm just saying, Teddy's available.
Right.
We are here with Kalio Peacock. We're going to talk a little bit more with her when we come back right here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. But for now, another song.
Thank you.
is Clara Rockmore's... I don't know how to say that name of that song. Lise Belid. Something like that. CITR 101.9 FM, Cab Radio's Clowning Around Show. We're here with Sex at the Circus and Kalio Peacock. We've had a fun show clowning around. Different guests. Now, Kalio, I just wanted to briefly touch on East Vanity Parlor.
Ooh. Oh.
Now, you guys help produce Sex at the Circus.
And
you also do some sort of, well, some people might call it clowny type hair. But you guys do like big hairstyles, and you guys are known for updos and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, any nostalgic pieces, really.
Bouffant.
So if there's any ladies and some men out there who are looking for big styles.
Crazy hairdos.
Crazy styles.
Don't you get yours done?
I do,
there,
yeah.
Teddy?
Actually, all of Kitty Nights gets their hair done there now. It's a family affair.
We got to work on this Cabo Radio thing here.
You maybe go to eastvanityparlor.com. eastvanityparlor.com. Yeah, you can get... If you would stop wearing a hat, maybe you could actually get your hair done.
We sponsor everyone cool in the city, really. Yeah.
I like to think of it as my hair did. All right? I want to get my hair did. Like, Missy Elliott. You know, she's cool, so...
Missy Elliott? What are you, from 5 years ago? She isn't around. Jeez.
Look at my hair. It's from, like, the 70s.
You look like a drug-overdosed Bieber.
What are you talking about, man? I just need a little more.
Kalio Peacock, this Friday you are going to be at Paint the Town Clown, and you're also going to be at the Rio Theater.
Bet.
Where else can we catch you these days?
I think I'm going to be shaving some heads at the Cobalt for Bloody Betty's show on Thursday.
Just all over the place.
Strange Circus, every first Tuesday of the month at Gilt & Company. Mm-hmm. You can find most of the cast of Sex at the Circus.
And then your big show during the festival is when?
Headlining the Friday night of the festival. May... What 9th? Is that? Uh-oh.
6th, 7th. So the 6th. May 6th. Wow, this interview really fell apart at the end.
Wow!
That's what happens when you're clowning around. Kalio Peacock, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Check out Kalio Peacock at eastvanityparlor.com, Sex of the Circus at the VIBF, and a whole slew of other places this weekend. So,
yes.
Kalio Peacock, thank you so much for being on the show. When we come back, all sorts of fun stuff.
The thrilling conclusion
of our clown-themed radio play.
In Clowncouver.
All that and more when we come back.
I met a little lady not long ago. Forgot the time, but had a nifty show.
She had kinky ways, oh glory me. She wouldn't say her name, I call her Jelly Bean.
Oh Jelly Bean, oh Jelly Bean. When it comes to loving, you're a mighty queen. Jelly Bean, oh Jelly Bean. You're a mean machine, you got the same routines. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you.
We got along so perfectly, fitted like a Speedo for a guarantee.
A nurse is Dutch, needed no instruction. We were tossing and turning, backstage was burning.
Oh, Jelly Bean, oh, Jelly Bean. When it comes to loving, you're a mighty queen. Jelly Bean, oh, Jelly Bean. You're a mean machine, got the same routines. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you.
Jelly beans, still yearning for your jelly cream.
My high prize lawyer says I'm a fool, but I just cannot stop thinking of you.
Oh, Jelly Bean, oh, Jelly Bean. When it comes to loving, you're a mighty queen. Jelly Bean, oh, Jelly Bean. You're a mean machine, got the same routines. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you.
Yeah.
Jelly bean, oh jelly bean. You're a mean machine, you got the same routines. Oh jelly bean, oh jelly bean. When it comes to loving, you're a mighty queen. Jelly bean, oh jelly bean. You're a mean machine, you got the same routines. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you.
Love to you.
I'm gonna make sweet love to you.
I'm gonna make sweet love to you.
I'm gonna make sweet love to you. All right.
The Boss Haas.
Gonna make sweet love.
From Germany with the song Jelly Bean right there. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM.
Teddy.
E-Rock right over there.
Yo.
Teddy Reed over here. Teddy. Smooth. This has been our clowning around show. I want to thank all our guests, including Violet Femme. They're really partying in that room. Violet Femme.
That's with the door closed.
Violet Femme, Melody Mangler. We also had... We got a clown right out there. Sorry, there's a dancing clown outside the studio.
They're still hanging around, man. They ain't leaving yet.
Priscilla Costa, our Mr. Guest, Bushmika, and of course, Clio Peacock, who is here talking about sex at the circus.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, 2-year anniversary show right here at Cab Radio. Some guests include stand-up comedian Jane Stanton, Andrea Superstein, and Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time. He'll be bringing one of his talented people here in studio. We're going to have a whole bunch of fun, give away some prizes.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Might be an extra long show. Might be about 2 hours or so.
Six or so.
like we don't do that already.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hasn't it been 2 hours already?
It's almost been 2 hours. It's true.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a great time, 2-year anniversary party next Tuesday at 11 o'clock, so please come back.
Is it going to be another bonanza?
It is going to be a double bonanza.
Nice.
A double bonanza. In case you don't know what that means, last year I was so excited about the first year party, I wanted to call it the 1-year anniversary bonanza, but I spelt it on Facebook invite as bonanza.
Bonanza.
And it wouldn't let me change it. I don't know why. It wouldn't let me.
So we had Cab Radio's 1-year.
Bonanza.
It might have to be its new thing. That's what, you know, that's what we have every year.
Hey, if you like our podcast, check us out at CITR.ca under shows under the letter C. All our shows are up there.
And if you don't, screw you!
Including Lola Frost, You Pick the Playlist, which was an awesome You Pick the Playlist a couple weeks ago. Last week, we had our Time Machine show.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of shows on there that you should check out if you enjoy what we do here at Cab Radio. You can also find us in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. And now, the conclusion to Cab Radio's adventure, Cab Radio's radio play in our clowning around show. Good night, Cab Radio.
It's been a pleasure.
When we last left Teddy and E-Rock, our heroes had just encountered an old perverted clown who had traded the secret whereabouts of beer for a heavy price.
1 minute alone with you!
What?
Yeah.
No! Feeling a bit used, our boys were determined to find some beer and find their way home. And so our adventure continues as Teddy and E-Rock soldier on to the University of Bumbling Clowns, UBC.
Seriously, E-Rock, maybe you should just go on without me.
Teddy, what are you talking about?
I need... beer!
Look, man. Look, we're almost there. I mean, I can see the bus loop.
Bus loop? I don't want to take the bus.
What? Oh, my God. This place looks exactly like the University of British Columbia.
But it can't be. That old clown said it was the University of Bumbling Clowns.
Come on. Let's go ask somebody about this Shaquanda. Hey, excuse me. Yeah, hello.
What can we do for you?
Hey, aren't you the two clowns from earlier?
Aren't you the two not clowns with no masks?
Holy crap, you're right, it is them.
Look, we met this old clown, He was under a candy cane balloon tree?
You mean the old pervert guy with genital warts?
Son of a bitch! He said those were hot tamales!
Yeah, him. He told us of a machine named Shaquanda.
You must mean the machine upstairs that dispenses beer!
I love Shaquanda.
Wait a minute. You guys said you didn't know what beer was.
I thought you said juju.
What? That doesn't even sound like beer.
Yeah. And what's your excuse?
I knew you said beer, but I'm a clown.
Never trust a clown.
Hey, you without the mask. Stop right there.
I told you to put your masks on.
Holy shit, E-Rock, it's the clown police.
You mean the RCMP?
No, the clown police.
Oh, the VPD.
No, actual clowns dressed as police. Look, quick, we gotta get out of here.
Oh my God. Quick, in this door. Come on, Teddy. We gotta find Shaquanda and fast.
If my nose leads me correctly, the beer should be right through these doors.
How would you know that?
I'm a functional alcoholic, E-Rock. Is that so wrong?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Quick, man, give me your change.
Okay, but you owe me.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, my... Wait! This can't be right!
What is it?
Oh, no! It says Shaquanda only takes lollipops! Where the hell are we gonna get lollipops from? What, Teddy? What this time?
Well, I was kind of hoping to save these lollipops for later, but...
You there! Step away from Shaquanda!
Come on, Teddy, we don't have time for this! Give me the lollipops!
Fine, here, jerk!
Oh, God! Which one do we push? Which is the right one?
Stop! Do not touch that red button!
Quick! It must be the red button!
Machine, Teddy.
Oh, yeah. This lucky lager should do the trick.
Oh, I told you good beer!
Not again! Bad beer. Not again. Will it take our boys home? Or will Teddy and E-Rock find themselves in another crazy world filled with unspeakable horrors? Tune in some other time to find out. This has been a Cava Radio with Teddy Smooth radio adventure on CITR 101.9 FM.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you